You think of anything offhand?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been in a loft, eh?
Have you ever done any farming or had anything much to do with farming?
Well, I've been associated with farming all my life. I never did farm myself.
Uh-huh. What do you call a collection of hay?
Well, the stack, hay stacks, I guess is what you want.
Okay.
They don't make them anymore much. They bale it now and pile it, make piles. And
well, a haystack is outside.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And when hay is in collections inside the barn, what is it bound up in? What do you call it?
Baled.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. What do you call the place where cows are kept inside?
Stall.
Okay. Would this, a cow stall probably be inside a barn? Or would
yes.
it be in a different building?
Well, ordinarily I think most of the time they really don't keep the cows inside much now. They, old barns used to have cow stall, horse stall, mule stall, but cows, ordinarily they let them run outside in the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, it's rare for them to, if they have a shelter at all, it's just a shed where they can go in and munch hay and get it out of the rack, hay rack.
Uh-huh. Maybe lift a little salt.
Yes, they'll have salt blocks. We go quite often around the pasture when
mm-hmm.
they get to them convenient.
Well, what do you call a place in a field where cows are staked or penned for milking?
You don't have that anymore.
You don't?
No, it would be a stall. It has been years since I've seen anybody milking a cow outside.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't stake them then. They would put the feed there for them and milk while they were eating.
Uh-huh. Well, are you familiar with the expression, to cow pen land?
Well, I know cow pen, that's a small, ordinary around here would mean a cow lot, they would call it.
Mm-hmm. And that would be a place outside a barn?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And might milking be done in a cow lot, if people milk?
Well, if they were just hand milking, that's going out, but very few farmers even have cows now,
mm-hmm.
family cows. If the dairies, they of course milk by machines.
Yeah, sure.
And they got the milking barns.
What do you call a shelter and enclosure for hogs and pigs?
Well, they just call it a pig pen.
Okay. What do you call a place where milk and butter are stored?
Well, that'd be a refrigerator.
It certainly would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We used to have dairy, dairy room, I guess it was, but that's been a long time.
Well, would that be attached to the house or off somewhere?
Used to be, they'd have it, if they had a spring, they'd have a spring house in there where they cool water, they'd have a trough
mm-hmm.
that they'd set the milk vessels in and they water would keep it cool. Didn't have an ice, of course,
mm-hmm.
over there. But my grandparents over at Anderson, they had what they called a well house. They had it was a brick building and had a stone trough in there that they draw one and put in the trough and set the milk in there.
Uh-huh.
Keep it.
What do you call the outside area of a barn, next to a barn, where the stock is kept or fed?
A lot.
What do you call the place farther away where cows might graze?
Pasture.
And would a pasture be fenced?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call a little plot of ground where one or two crops might be grown?
You mean a garden or?
Well, this thing is a little bit smaller than a garden.